Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Through the Eyes of a Submissive Heart podcast. My name is Luna Gray. If you're listening for the first time, welcome to the madhouse. If you're back for another episode, I'm sorry. If you like what you hear, a review to help other kinky people find me would be really, really appreciated. You can follow me on Twitter at LunaTheKitten92, on Instagram at LunaTheKitten. You can join my special Facebook group by searching for Through the Eyes of a Submissive Heart podcast, or you can join my special podcast Discord server where, one, I'm currently holding a challenge, and if I get to 20 members, well, somebody can choose a topic. And two, you'll know when new episodes are recorded because I post them and I schedule them. So, yeah, do the things. Please. Okay. Intro music is presented, produced, played, whatever, by Andre Louis, who is great. So follow him and tell him I said that. All right, guys, it's time for me to be controversial again, probably, because it's what I do. I like to stir the pot. It's fun on the occasion. I mean, doing it too many times is not fun, but when you do it a little bit, it's kind of fun. So I'm going to talk about two things that happened on Kink Talk, because some people don't have Kink Talk and, well, okay. Some people don't have TikTok and therefore don't see the Kink Talk side of TikTok. That just made no sense in my head. But it's okay. Anyways, so the first thing, I don't know how the conversation got started, but there was a conversation on misuse of a safe word. And that's not the word that people were using, but I don't want to accidentally trigger people, so that's the word that we're using. So basically, misuse of a safe word is when you know, let's say you have done something you're not supposed to do, or you didn't do something that you were supposed. And your dom says, okay, when I get home, I'm going to do XYZ as your punishment. And you've negotiated all the punishments before when you vetted and did all the, you know, wonderful negotiation stuff that most people should be doing. But then he gets home and you safe word out. Over and over and over and over and over and over again. Okay, I'm not saying that you shouldn't ever safe word, because sometimes stuff happens and you can't do a punishment because maybe you gotta go pee real fast, or, you know, maybe you need some water, or maybe you're just not feeling up to it. But there are those people who, you know, they don't want the punishment, so they just safe word out and think that that's okay. And it's not. A safe word is there to keep each partner safe, not because you don't want to do punishment. My thing has been and always will be, if you do something wrong, you suffer the consequences. So that's kind of my stance on that issue. It's short, sweet, to the point. I could have probably just done a TikTok about this and been done with it, but I had some other stuff to talk about. So that's my stance on using safe words. When you want to get out of a punishment, don't do it. I mean, yes, like I said, if you have to go pee, you need some water, whatever, fine. But to safe word out of punishment because you don't want to do it, let's flip it around. Let's say, I'm stealing this example, guy on TikTok whose name I don't know who it is, but this was a good example, so I'm stealing it. Let's say, for instance, that you're the dom in this equation, and your sub has done a very good job, and you tell them, hey, you've done a really good job. I'm going to reward you by whatever it is that their favorite thing to do is. But then the time comes and they say, not tonight. I'm not feeling up for it. So then, you know, the next day comes and you do the things that you're supposed to be doing and your dom says, I'm going to reward you tonight because you've been such a good sub. And then the same thing just keeps happening. They just, no, not tonight. Maybe later. Maybe tomorrow. And then eventually you're going to, at least in my experience, because I've kind of had this kind of happen a little bit, you kind of stop doing the thing. Because why should you keep doing something and not get rewarded for doing it? I mean, there are some people who don't thrive on rewards and punishments, and that's completely valid. But if you're one of those people who do, then that's kind of the same as safe wording out of a punishment. Take responsibility for your actions, people. That's all I gotta say on that. So on to the next little tidbit. Okay, this one really irritated me big time. And not just because I don't like brats, but because nobody should behave this way. So there was a topic on dom space, and somebody was explaining what dom space was, and that it doesn't get talked about much because it doesn't. I don't really see people talking about it as much as people talk about subspace, which is very sad. But somebody said that they didn't care if their dom reached dom space or not. And then they said that they were being a brat. Or at least that's what I gathered from this whole conversation that took place on TikTok. So, first of all, doms, hi doms, I don't know if there are any doms that listen to this, but hi, okay, your feelings are totally valid, and your dom space is totally valid, and your sub should care whether or not you've hit dom space or not, and I know I just said whether or not, like, twice, but whatever. If you were saying that you don't care about your dom and their feelings and how they are, what they're feeling and how they got there and whatever other stuff is going on in their head, I think you need to step back and reevaluate why you're a submissive in the first place. Because that is, that, for one, that's not, that, I know a couple of brats. And yes, they're cheeky, sassy little things. But I have never once heard them say that they don't care about their dom's feelings after a scene and how Because think about it. Depending on what you're doing in the scene, some people don't like impact. But for those people who do, let's say that the Dom is brand new to doing impact, period. And they've been raised that you should never hit anyone. Ever. Which most of us have been raised that way. But then your submissive wants you to take a spiked paddle and just wail on them with it. So you do, eventually. And after the scene ends, you feel kind of, you know, shitty. Because you just hit somebody. That's a whole lot of stuff. And you liked it. That's a whole lot of stuff to unpack for a lot of different reasons. You're told not to hit someone. You go and do it. You like it. You're not really sure how to feel. And you're submissive sitting there going, well, I don't care. Like, that's not. That's not good. Okay? That is not how people should be behaving. I don't care how you label yourself, whether you're a little brat, unicorn, kitten, angel, sub. Okay? I don't. This. No. You should care about your person and how they feel and what they experience and how it affects them, because it's surely not easy to forget what you've been taught or even the endorphins, since we're talking about Dom space, the endorphins in someone's brain that are going cuckoo when you're hitting someone. I'm not really sure exactly what happens when you go into Dom space, because contrary to popular belief, I'm not a Dom. So I don't really know what happens. I know that some people get really, really hyper focused on their person that they're doing the thing with, and then afterwards they drop and they're like, why the fuck did I just do that? And then it's a whole thing. And if you don't care, then what the hell are you even doing? Like, I don't like it. I don't. And if this is how brats behave, which I'm pretty sure it's not. I don't know any brats that do behave this way. But, I think you need to step back and evaluate what you actually want. Because that doesn't sound right to me at all. And I'm not the only one who thought that, so I must be on something. So, yeah, that's all I got for this episode. So, I feel better. Much better. For ranting about that. So, I hope somebody got something out of this. If not, at least you got to hear me rant and rave and stuff. Because I feel like it's been a while since I've actually had a rant episode. I don't know. So, yeah. That's it. You can stop listening now if you want. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope you've learned something, even if it's that I like to rant. If you like what you've heard, you can send a voice message by clicking the link on the WordPress blog post thing, or you can go to anchor.fm/subheart and leave a message there. And maybe I will be nice and play it on an episode. You can also leave a good review to help other kinky people find me, because that would be nice. Or you can join my Facebook group by searching for Through the Eyes of a Submissive Heart podcast. You can follow my Twitter at LunaTheKitten92. You can follow my Instagram at LunaTheKitten. Or you can join my special podcast Discord server by clicking the link on top of my Twitter. I think it's still there. Yeah. Until next time, be a positive member of your BDSM community. Be safe. Stay kinky. And let's keep filling the world with heart.